This is Podcast by Dr. Dad, from pregnancy to parenting. Guys, buckle up for the new episode. Listen to celebrity pediatrician Dr. Gauravni Gam talking about different aspects of parenting, pregnancy, and IVF. You can access more information on www.drdad.in, where you can find a huge collection of articles on pregnancy, parenting, baby names, food recipes for kids and pregnant mothers, and so much more. You can even book an online consultation with Dr. Gauravni Gam himself. So let's get started.
Hi friends, this is Dr. Gauravni Gam, your host at Dr. Dad Podcast. And today we are going to talk about something which is very, very common, and yet people think it's quite uncommon. It's true that parents do get frustrated, they get exhausted at times, and maybe your child is already in school and they are still wetting their bed at night. You probably might have tried, you know, reducing the number of liquid items that you give post-dinner. You might even have woken up your child in the middle of the night, you know, saying that please go to the washroom again, and still no avail. They end up wetting their bed. So you are not alone. Parents, they mostly worry about bed wetting in their children, and this whole problem is defined, especially in children above 5 years of age, when they involuntarily, that means without their will, involuntarily they wet their bed. The exact number is not very known for our country, but if we talk about US, there's one data which suggests around 15% of children above the age of 5 are wetting their bed. A lot of time parents, they come to me and then they ask that my child is 4-year-old or sometimes 3-year-old. They still wet their bed. Is it fine? In other words, what is that one particular age, if one digit can be there, beyond which, yes, one needs to be really worried about if the child is still wetting their bed? At the age of 7, and if they're still wetting the bed, then it is a time that you should take your child to a doctor, to your pediatrician for further workup. It's nothing to worry as such, but still, it would be better now that if a pediatrician can actually guide you through the best way possible. I am not sure about the gender as such, because there is no exact statistics, but mostly there are twice the number of boys that I've seen compared to the girls. So, roughly, of course. So, yeah. That brings us to a very next question. So what causes bed wetting? Underlying issue is usually a bladder which is in the state of maturing itself. So, you know, a child's bladder is not that mature, and probably that's the reason, underlying reason, right? But then again, there are other causes, you know, like it can be hormonal imbalance, constipation, or very rarely some more serious issues. Your child particularly might be at a higher risk of, you know, wetting their bed if they have a tendency to be more stressed, or if they're anxious in nature, or if there is some particular thing that is worrying them. Also, if there is a history in the family of wetting the bed. Then the third is, if the child has attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. How to stop bed wetting? That brings us to our next topic. This is what this whole podcast. Number one, shift the time for drinking. Increase the fluid intake early in the day and reduce it later in the day. Stopping fluid intake after dinner completely. Of course, that's the gold standard that everyone should try as the first remedy. The second is be encouraging and positive. I mean, that should be the first one though. But yeah, make your child feel good about progress by consistently rewarding the success. You know, for every dry night, there should be a way that you are rewarding a child. There are sticker methods and other things that you can obviously Google it up and see. Number three, schedule a bathroom break. So you have to get your child into a sort of a routine, you know, a urination schedule. Like, you know, after every 2 or 3 or 4 hours, the child needs to get up and go for a urination. And definitely right before the bedtime. Coming to our next point would be eliminate the irritants that irritate the bladder, right? So first is, of course, caffeine. So caffeine as such, you will find seldomly children drinking coffee, but then we need to make sure that, you know, chocolate milk, for example, and hot chocolates and other things, they also tend to have caffeine in them. If you want to go one step ahead, then you can also cut citrus juices, artificial flavorings as such, and certain sweeteners. Many parents don't realize, but they all can irritate the bladder, right? That brings us to our next point. Constipation needs to be avoided. Because the rectum is right behind the bladder, so difficulties with constipation can present actually themselves as a bladder problem. Now, and that too, more so over, in the night hours, right? So this affects about 1/3 of children who wet the bed, though children are unlikely to identify or share information about constipation. I mean, it's something very secretive about children. You know, they don't want to tell about if they are pooping well or not. Avoid thirst overload. If schools allow, give your child a water bottle so they can just drink steadily all day. This avoids excessive thirst after school. So, you know, this is important because most of the children go to school and then they're mostly playing or taking classes. In general, they skip on drinking water. So by the time they come back home, they want to drink more and more water. That's the problem, actually. What happens is once they're back home, they want to fulfill that deficit that they have created throughout the day. And that kind of leads to overload of water intake, especially post-school hours, right? So a good idea would be to give them a water bottle. Then don't wake up your child to urinate. Now, randomly waking up a child at night and asking them to urinate or demand isn't the answer. It'll only lead to more sleeplessness and frustration for the parent and the child. I mean, imagine if somebody is just waking you up in the middle of the night and saying, hey, get up and go to the toilet and, you know, relieve yourself. I mean, it's not done, right? Because the child also has a sleep. You don't know what stage of sleep the child is in. And there's so many other factors, right? Then comes the earlier bedtime. Often children are deep sleepers because they are simply not getting enough sleep, right? So it would be a good idea to go for early bedtime. You might want to cut back on screen time, especially before the bedtime. Now this will be improving sleep hygiene, can help their mind slow down so they can sleep better. That's a very important point. And do not resort to punishment. Getting angry at your child doesn't help end bedwetting. The process doesn't need to involve conflict. There are definitely other ways to control bedwetting that includes medicine and alarm systems. For that, we might continue in our next podcast. I hope you guys have liked this podcast. If you have any questions, do write to us at info@drdad.in, and I'm sure one of our experts will be happy to answer your query. Have a nice day and wonderful, wonderful new year.